You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations.
Think you knew it all when you're talking. Stumbling the road when you're walking. Let you once across the boundary. Not again anymore, not me.
Welcome to Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. My name is Brendan, and I hope you're enjoying your Sunday, 11th of January.
I think January. Yeah.
2026. We are broadcasting from the stolen land of the Wurundjeri. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Today it is, and in case you missed the memo, it is bring a relative to work today. And yes. I brought along my granddad, Andre. Welcome, yes. Andre.
Thanks, Brendan. Thanks, grandson. You always were my favourite.
Oh, thank you. How many are in the family?
Oh, don't ask me. You know, it's too many to count. I got around, you know.
Well, there's a family secret being revealed on air today. There we go. We didn't know. So
I'm an old soul.
We're doing some crate diving today, I think, from Grandad's highly organised collection of vinyls.
So I could only find a certain section of my highly well-categorised vinyl collection from my youth.
And what is your youth? We're talking like 1920s?
Yeah, honestly, I can't remember because I'm a time-travelling grandpa. And
the best kind.
Yeah, and I really just, unfortunately, I lost my birth certificate, so your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
And if there's a theme for the show, you'll have to guess.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to guess.
And speaking of music, I should point out that the song that we came in with was by an artist called Stella Moon from the Kimberley, Nyankina woman. And that was her track called Still Tea, and that was released last year. So I don't know how old your vinyl is, but I'll be playing stuff that was released yesterday.
Oh, you know, I've got an eclectic collection from many a year's times.
What have you got for us up?
Got for you coming up. I've got something from my... Well, I feel like it was my youth. It's all a daze to me, but this is spiritualized all of my thoughts from the golden years of Gramophone 1997. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
All of that thoughts are of you.
That will be familiar to many listeners. That was the Supremes, I believe.
That was the Supremes.
And it was supreme.
It was very supreme. It was capricciosa. It was any kind of pizza that you like.
And before that, we heard from Sasha Miller, which is a Melbourne-based soul singer with some Middle Eastern influences. Yeah, I like that.
Very lovely music.
They go together nicely.
Yes.
And that was a very new track. That was from last year as well. And that was a track called Mask. Mm. It's been very hot lately, hasn't it, Grandpa? Oh,
well, I must tell you something, my grandson. I have declined to discuss weather for the entire month of January because I feel like in my time-traveling adventures I have been one to use it as a crutch, as an excuse, really. To anytime I feel bad, I can blame the fact that it's very, very cold, which I've been staying in Melbourne of the last year, and it's been utterly miserably cold, and I'm not really a fan of that. Being a time traveler, I can sort of just go all around the world and follow the summer, but I thought I'd spend some time at home.
How does the time travel treat your record collection? You get a little bit warped?
Oh, you know, that's why they call it the time warp, isn't it?
They get a bit sweaty?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do get a bit sweaty. It's, yeah, but yes, the weather is the weather.
Mm.
It's not bad. It's not too bad.
It has been bad, and our thoughts go out to everyone fighting the weather at the moment.
It has been very dreadful in some parts.
I've been very sticky, Grandpa. Mm. And here is a song that speaks to that. It's called Sweaty by Soup on Tap.
right there, your friend. Need them, you need them. Watch round the river bend. Make sure that you're receiving the signals they send. Brother, you've only got two hands to lend. Maybe there's someone who makes you mean. Some nights loom up ahead when you're asleep. Some days there's things on your mind you should keep. Sometimes it's tougher to look than to leave. You better watch out for the skin that you climb and get steep. Your emotions afraid and your nerves starting to creep. Just remember the days as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the skin deep.
Palestine has not stopped. Palestinians need self-determination. Gaza must be free of Israeli occupation forces, have unconditional access to aid and reconstruction. The Israeli siege must end.
The West Bank needs the violence and attacks by the Israeli army and settlers to stop, and an end to the occupation and apartheid.
Your support to end the war on Gaza to bring peace, justice and freedom to all of Palestine is needed more than ever.
Join the rally on Sunday, the 11th of January, 12 noon, outside the State Library of Victoria, Swanson Street.
With your support, Palestine will be free, from the river to the sea.
Rally, Sunday, 11th of January, midday at the State Library. Free Palestine Melbourne is a 3CR supporter.
Help 3CR raise funds by donating your containers. Every eligible drink container that you return to a Container Deposit Scheme recycling point earns 10 cents, which can really add up. 3CR is a donation partner for Victoria's Container Deposit Scheme. The scheme allows you to recycle selected aluminium, glass, or plastic containers and donate the funds earned to a not-for-profit organisation of your choice. Help us raise funds for the station. Search for Community Radio and choose 3CR next time you cash in your cans. Go to cdsvic.org.au for more information.
bouncy music for donating your cans. What was the donation of cans like in your day, Grandpa?
Oh my God, yeah, that takes me back. I used to, you know, rock up to the tip and they give you maybe 5 cents a can or something, and then you go.
I've heard about that. Yeah. You used to put them all in a wheelbarrow and take them down to the tip.
Yeah. I remember the wheelbarrows. It was, it was quite a sight. I mean, you don't really see wheelbarrows anymore, because everything's digital these days. But
that's right. I mean, now you have an app. You got a digital wheelbarrow.
Exactly. Yeah. It's everywhere these digital wheelbarrows.
Yeah. And such a superficial society we live in. You could say it was skin deep.
Oh, yes, you could say it was skin deep. Yeah, speaking of that, it was that was a song that we just played by the Stranglers. It was a wonderful band from the 1970s. Fun fact about that band was it was started by the drummer Jet Black, who was who used to command a fleet of ice cream vans in Guildford, West Surrey, England, and he quit his lifelong passion to join a punk band for some reason. I don't know. I feel like a punk band doesn't cool you down on a hot day. But
yeah, they certainly got very sweaty.
They did.
Which was the title of our song before, The Stranglers. Sweaty by a Melbourne band called Soup on Tap.
Yes. Very nice song.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. Yeah. And that was a new one as well. That was from just last year.
Oh,
seems so long ago, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. Time certainly...
I mean, well, in your day, it must have been super simple to make a phone call.
Super simple.
Yes.
It was indeed. No. Look, it depends. I'm a time traveler, so if you're talking Alexander Graham Bell's time, which I have... You know, I went back just to see, and my God, I don't know why people romanticize the past like that. I think that anyone that romanticizes those days is definitely a person of bad politics, because the politics is awful, as we all know. And my God, yeah, just not good. The rotary phones, more to the point, I know you're talking about the rotary phones. They were a pain. They were so, they spun you around, you know?
Like a record, baby.
Like a record.
But you didn't have phone scammers, I suppose. You didn't have all this caller ID stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Caller ID. That's the name, funnily enough. I'm the master of the segue. That is the name of the next song that we're going to play by Pippa Swanwick.
Nice.
I'm Soon you would want to say a little bit more. I've jumped the gun again. I didn't realize until the end. And it's the days. Now it's turned to a purple haze. I assume too soon you would want to stay for a little bit more. I jumped the gun again. I didn't realize until the end. And it's the end.
It is indeed the end. You're on Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. My name's Brendan, and it's Bring a Relative to Work Today Day. And I've brought along Grandpa Andre. Hi, Grandpa Andre. How are you travelling? I know an hour is a long time for an old man.
Oh, yes, it is indeed, yes. I am a very old man. If you're wondering why my voice sounds...
I was going to ask about that. You're, like, smoother than I am.
Yeah, well...
Is that like it's Kentucky whiskey?
A little bit, but mostly just gargling salt water on a near daily basis. It's quite good for the throat. And lamb sip is also good. There's also... I don't know. Also, you know, being from the future, there's a lot of things you can do to make your voice sound more like a 29-year-old man and less like a 99-year-old man.
Don't give away the future. Other than to say that...
I'm not telling you how. Just saying.
Other than to say, yeah. it gives me hope that my grandpa has visited from the future.
Mm.
And at least points out to me that there is a future.
Well...
Even if it is from the past.
Mean, I'm not saying anything. Yeah. I don't want to jinx it, you know.
Well, what was the song we just heard?
Oh, that was a lovely local band on Footscray Records. That was Signal Chain with Cherry. It was the fourth track on their latest, most recent, actually I believe first LP. It was called Cherry, out on Footscray Records. Their record is called Often Spring. Yeah, it's a lovely song by the solo engine of local songwriter Holly Alexander, also of Eric and the Echoettes, another great band. Check them out if you got the time. They
love the vinyl because it's got one of those sort of spirals in the middle. Yeah. So when you stare at it, you just go all dizzy.
Yeah, it's a fun little vinyl pressing, yeah.
Yeah, I'd put that on the wall.
Yeah, but then you couldn't listen to it.
Well,
you could always buy two copies.
I will wait for the technology to become available from the future where I can listen to vinyl by looking at it on the wall.
My lips are like the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
Sealed.
And before that, we heard from the Sugar Cubes. That was a bit of a blast from the past.
Yes.
And what was that song?
That was Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. That was one of the first big hits for the wonderful and weird Björk. I think that's how you say her name. Yeah, everyone knows that wonderful little Icelandic nymph lady who's just incredible and an absolute delight to have on this earth.
And I love now that she's not quite, well, she's sort of uber famous now. And now she just does whatever she likes. And she doesn't care if one person listens to it in their caravan and the on some rocky outcrop.
Well, that's because she knows that there's no chance that she releases anything and only one person listens to it.
And before that, we heard from Pippa Swanwick. And she's from Melbourne, and she was playing a song called Caller ID, which was released through a program called Wild at Heart, a songwriting program. Wild at Heart is an organization that works with artists who experience injustice and exclusion, whether through visible or invisible disability. We'll pop some details on our webpage where you can find out about that. I'm going to attempt some crate diving of my own for the next song. And this is, I don't know if the listeners can hear this sound in the background, but that is our cassette player.
Yeah, what's that? That sounds like the future. That's what music sounds like in 2024. I said I wasn't going to tell you, but here I go.
Well, let's see what happens when I press play. This is
my lips clearly aren't sealed.
This is from a band called The Sprouts.
Lovely.
Walking down the street, me, I'm just invisible, and who or what she walks with makes no difference to me. The people that she meets, she turns them into sideshows. They're just here for their amusement. That's not what I want to be, but I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. The night is black and thick,
I wander past your window and I catch a cigarette thrown from a jewel-encrusted hand. It comes on pretty quick, exactly like a crocodile in search of a mirage across the undulating sand. But I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. I don't know why the people want to meet when all they know is that they'll breed like rabbits in the end. Cause ordinary people on the street, they never know, but if they can't be rabbits, they'll be friends. And I'm insanely jealous of the people that you see. And I'm insanely jealous of the people that aren't me. And I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. I just can't let it out. This feeling of insanity is thicker than a barge upon a shattered heap of coal. I know what it's about, like crying from a nightmare, and the one who lies beside you cannot hear to save a soul. But I'm insanely jealous of the people that you know. And I'm insanely jealous of the places that you go. And I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. The damage that we do is just so powerfully strong, they call it love. And the damage that we do, it just goes on and on and on, not long enough. Dry. The name is now illegible and everything is lost upon the cracked and blistered hull. Beneath a yellow sky, the lovers trip beside a ship, but all I hear when they embrace is just a kiss of skulls. And I'm insanely jealous of the people that you see. And I'm insanely jealous of the people that I'm me. And I'm insanely jealous of the places that you go. And I'm insanely jealous of the people that you know. And I'm insanely jealous of the hairs upon your bark. And I'm insanely jealous of the spiders in your path. And I'm insanely jealous of the stains upon your sheet. And I'm insanely jealous of the stuff inside your feet. And I'm insanely jealous of the things upon your bed. And I'm insanely jealous of the dresses in your head. And I'm insanely jealous of the people that you love. And I'm insanely jealous of the things in your glove. And I'm insanely jealous of you. Jealous of you, insanely jealous of you, insanely jealous of you.
The Soft Boys, that was. This was a wonderful band from the late 1970s, fronted by Robin Hitchcock, with guitar from Kimberly Rue, who left the band when they broke up, actually. That's unsurprising. They broke up shortly after that record in 1980, the seminal Underwater Moonlight. And Kimberly Rue, the guitarist, went, fun fact, back to his old band Katrina and the rest of the Waves, and actually wrote Walking on Sunshine. But that is pop garbage, and I am more partial to Robin Hitchcock's wonderful outfit, the Soft Boys, just personally.
And before that, we heard from The Sprouts, which was on a beautiful little green cassette, which I picked up at a Sprouts gig just down the road. And you heard it on live radio, the cassette player here at 3CR, chewing the cassette. And now it looks like people of your generation, Grandpa, just don't know the struggle. Oh. It looks like an 80s crimp haircut.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I remember those when little the crimping kids irons used to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm going
to. I even tried it.
dig around for a pen. That's funny. I've been playing this for a while. And that's from a record called Eat Your Greens. Looks like it was a bit of a lemon.
Yeah. Looks like the cassette player took it literally.
Yes, and ate the greens.
Yeah.
Thanks for so much for coming along to Rotation today, Grandma. Grandpa.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks, grandson.
Maybe in the future, Grandma, Grandpa will not be a distinction.
That's absolutely true. It's very possible.
We're going to go out with at least one song. And this is a song called Like a Lemon from a Western Australian four-piece fun band called Small Fish, S-M-O-L.
Fish. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Very cute.
I don't know if anyone's picked up on the theme that we loosely had today. But if they haven't, I guess they'll never know.
Yes, I guess that is true. If you don't get it, then think of snakes and the letters that look like our slithery friends.
Coming up next is Queering the Air on 3CR. Thank you for your company. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I've been Brendan and Grandpa Andre, and we are signing out with Small Fish.
Have a good day.